Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Could you make $50,000 in 120 days using only AI? That was the question that Jimmy Slagle and his team asked themselves before starting their new e-commerce business. And today, I have the privilege of interviewing Jimmy and asking him all of the questions about this exciting new project. I first discovered Jimmy and this new startup on TikTok, and I was mind blown to see that they are only relying on AI tools like ChatGPT and Midjourney to build their entire business. They're using it literally every step of the way, and they're documenting every step of the journey on TikTok. This is an absolutely fascinating journey, and I'm sure that they're gonna be all over the major headlines and on USA Today in no time. So without further ado, let's hop into this interview. It's so exciting to listen to, and I think that this idea is so creative. So here we go. Jimmy, welcome to the podcast. So flippin' excited to have you on today. I was telling you before we got started that I was scrolling through TikTok the other night. Your video came up on my feed. I was instantly hooked. I instantly was like, okay, I need to talk to this guy and I need to know more. So in your own words, why are we talking today? And what is this exciting idea that caught my attention as I scrolled through my For You page?
Yeah, totally. Well, first, Brock, thank you for having me on. Excited to dive into it. And so the reason why we are here speaking is we are using AI to launch an e-commerce business for us, where ChatGPT and Midjourney and other AI tools are doing everything for us. So far, it chose the product. It built out our website. It made the decision on how much we're going to charge and everything possible that we can make. And we're going to see if we can get $50,000 in sales in just 120 days.
Crazy. Where did this idea come from?
Yeah, good question. So this actually isn't our main business. We are a startup that essentially has created a tool that predicts the effectiveness of video ads before e-commerce companies ever have to spend a dollar. So brands would upload a video ad that they're planning on using. Our AI model would then analyze it to determine how effective it would be. And then brands would be able to only use the ads that drive sales. And so we wanted to put our money where our mouth is and say, hey, if we believe in our tool this much, we should launch it, our own e-commerce company, to show people the ultimate case study. And then we added on the little idea of, well, let's see if AI can do everything for us, not just the product that we're using, to just make it feel organic. Yeah, and see what the potential of AI actually is.
Gotcha. So this actual startup, your actual main business, is that something that our listeners can potentially get involved with? Have you launched yet? I know you said it's a startup, so... like if we do have any business owners listening who want to test their ads and have AI tell them a little bit of background, is that something we can get involved with?
So we're not live yet. We're hoping to have it live in the next month or so, but we are looking for more beta testers. And so if people are really interested in the idea, we have a wait list of about 1,100 brands. The Ridge is like a super close partner of ours and all this. So it's going to be pretty legit when we do launch.
That's awesome. Well, once that does launch, we'll make sure to put the link down in the description of the podcast, so anyone can apply, maybe be a beta tester or get involved. What have been the initial challenges so far? Because how far into this project are we?
Yeah, good question. So we are now, it's currently week 6. Okay. We just posted week 4. So we have a little bit of gap to be able to make and edit the content. And so the little sneak peek before TikTok sees it or anyone else, we're actually flying to Arizona next week to meet with the manufacturer that we decided to go with, who's going to be creating the product. And so we're really excited. That was the biggest holdup that we've had thus far, because that's the only thing that AI can't really do. And it's a product, for the background information, it's a swim trunk company that has a pouch for the male anatomy to keep it PG. And so you can't just drop ship this. You can't find it on Alibaba or anywhere else. So we had to custom make it. And again, ChatGPT told us that we should sell this product, so we had to listen. So finding the manufacturer has been the hardest part, but we finally did that, and we're going to be going out next week to see the samples and all that good stuff.
Gotcha. And I know you keep saying we, so I know you have a team. You talked about that a little bit in one of the TikToks you posted. How many people are on your team, and do you have like different defined roles, or kind of how's all that working?
Yeah, good question. So it probably makes more sense to dive a little more into our background. So we actually started as a TikTok marketing agency in 2020. We were working with a lot of emerging direct consumer and e-commerce brands. We wanted to figure out a way to scale more. And so we ended up launching a marketplace that connected brands to creators in 2022, almost like a dating app for brands to meet creators. And so around that time, we were able to hire on our CTO. Our CTO is a really impressive guy. He is an ex-Tesla machine learning engineer and kind of came in with this vision of, hey, you know, eventually it's going to get to the point of where creators aren't going to be making the video ads. So like UGC is very popular, but I think that AI is going to be able to do it better. And so at that moment, we almost started to have two separate companies. We had the creative team that had been a part of the agency in the marketplace. And now we were having like this AI team. And so the team that is working on the swim trunk company is more of our creative team, which it's me, one of my co-founders, then we have an intern. So it's just the three of us doing this. And then our actual startup, the machine learning team, we have four other full-time employees working on that.
Gotcha. Tell me a little bit more about the AI team. So I know you mentioned Midjourney, you mentioned ChatGPT. Can you just walk some of my audience who might be new to the world of AI? They don't really know what it is. They've heard about ChatGPT, but kind of scared of it. They're not quite sure. I think a recent poll on my Instagram stories showed me that over 60% of my followers either didn't even know what ChatGPT was or they hadn't used it before. So if you're speaking to that person, what the heck are we even talking about right now, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think the easiest way to describe what ChatGPT is think Google, but 100 times better, meaning that when you search something, instead of you having to go and look through all these different articles, it's going to tell you the answer right in front of you. So if you were to look up, for example, what is the best way to grow on TikTok, instead of you having to read like hundreds of blogs, ChatGPT would just do it for you and say, hey, here's the 8-step process on how you can grow on TikTok. And right now, you know, the information is still in development. It's only about 6 or 7 months old at this point, but it's able to actually create new things as well. So not only can it find the most relevant information, but if you're like, hey, write me a song that I could sing to my wife or something like that, it would be able to generate a song for you and you can customize it. You can then respond back and say, I want the song to be funnier, and it would add in more comedic aspects to it. So it's almost like this ultimate Google or search engine, but then also can create things brand new for you. So it's an extremely powerful tool. I highly recommend just playing around with it because I think it's going to blow your mind.
And then how have you specifically used it for this startup? I know you mentioned earlier. So the premise is we have 120 days to hit $50,000 and we want to have basically AI do 100% of that or as much of that process as it actually can do. So walk us through like what the first couple steps were in getting this started and maybe the different tools you've used along the way.
Yeah, totally. So, I mean, it really started with us saying, hey, we have this idea. We want to try to launch an e-commerce company and scale it to $50,000 in revenue in 120 days. What are some popular dropshipping items that we could do? And it started to list out a bunch of different things and different products and ideas. And we started to refine it more of like, okay, if it's only 120 days, we probably want something in the summer. So then we asked it, what are some good summer items that we could use in dropship? And it brought up the idea of swim trunks. And we're like, okay, this could be pretty fun. So then we asked it, what are ways that we could make swim trunks better? We asked ChatGPT this. ChatGPT came back with this idea of an ergonomic pouch. And so, and among other ideas as well, but we really liked that idea of that pouch. We thought that, hey, for our audience, this is probably going to be pretty funny. We're going to have a humor aspect to the brand. And so then that's how we got the initial idea. And from there, we had to create our brand name. So we said, what could be a good funny name for this? What could we call this technology that is the actual pouch itself? And it created everything. So it called it the Nut Nook. So that's what stuck. It created our slogan, which is nuts about comfort. All the copy on our website. We then said, you know, we needed a website. Can you create the copy that would be under each product? Our hero text for the website, our about us page, everything that you see if you go to our website was either generated from ChatGPT or Midjourney, which is an image generator. So that's where you would just describe, I need a man wearing swim trunks on a beach with a cool pattern, and you would get an image that has never existed before created right in front of your eyes. And so we were able to do that. And so that's kind of the high level overview of how we use these tools to choose the product, choose our branding, and then also generate our website to actually be able to sell.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating. I'm curious, first of all, what's the actual website that people can go to so they can see all these AI-generated copy and sales copy and the actual images?
Yeah, so it's lovehightide.com.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And question, and first of all, if you feel comfortable sharing this, how much capital have you invested of your own company or your own money into this process so far?
Yep. So we have a budget of $10,000 right now with getting the product, having it designed, all the marketing to launch our website and all of that. I think we're right around $5,000 at this point.
Hey, I know I've been talking about the Insta Club Hub, and I know some of you may have joined the Insta Club Hub in the past, or you may have done a trial with us before, but I wanted to let you know that we've spent the last 10 months and we've spent tens of thousands of dollars making the club brand new. We've renovated. It's a total home makeover for the Insta Club Hub with all new features to make it really streamlined for you to have success on Instagram. One of my favorite new features is as soon as you join, you take an assessment to kind of gauge where you're at on Instagram. And then based off that assessment, we recommend a customized playlist of videos for you to watch in sequential order so you can get to growing faster and you don't have to figure it out on your own. We also just launched the Insta Club Hub directory, which is a private members only directory where you can advertise your services as a social media manager. You can look for someone to hire. You can look for people to collaborate with. You can even search out other people who are in your industry to see what they're doing. So you can find other Insta Clubbers who you can then network with, collaborate with, hype each other up, and even possibly do business together. So the Insta Club Hub is totally redesigned, and it's our goal, like I said, to get you growing on Instagram and get you making money on Instagram in as little time as possible. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a two-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial.
I think we're right around $5,000 at this point.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So I would imagine the rest of that budget is probably going to go to inventory or advertising. What's your plan there?
Yeah, good question. So we're hoping to do some advertising to take in pre-orders to help then with getting more and more inventory. That's the great thing about e-commerce today is you can just sell a good amount on pre-orders because, you know, we're hoping to have this content of everything that we've been doing so far. So yeah, the rest of it is going to be going towards advertising, trying to drive that up, because once we start to get sales, then we can almost reinvest it back into the business to be able to continue to buy the inventory.
Totally. How have pre-orders been? I know I'm one of them for those of you listening. As soon as I saw this, I was like, I need to get Jimmy on the podcast, but also I need one of these shorts. I need some of these shorts for myself. So I instantly went to the website, pre-ordered a pair. How has pre-orders been going? How has the general marketing and audience response been so far?
Yeah, good question. So I think people are still a little skeptical just because they want to, it's a higher price point. We're charging, again, ChatGPT told us to charge $75 per pair. And a lot of people were pretty apprehensive about that. And so until I think they actually see the product that we're going to have made, and it's not just something that you could find at Target or a drop shipping pretty cheap products, I think people are going to be excited. But right now, I think we're right around $650 in pre-sales. And we haven't spent any money on advertising at this point yet.
That's awesome. So far, the only real marketing that you've done is just the TikToks that you've been putting out, kind of updating the audience on the process of creating this.
Yep, exactly. So everything's been organic as of now, which I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case for the next couple of weeks until we start our advertising campaigns.
Gotcha. And was it strategic to think like, hey, we're going to involve everyone in the process and kind of take them along this journey with us? Was it, you know, just kind of it happened that you were posting about it, and because it's such an interesting topic, it's blowing up, and it was just like, hey, you guys got lucky? Was it to document the process for your own sake? I'd love to hear more about like the thought behind the organic marketing, TikToks, and all that.
Yeah, you know, I think I learned a lot from watching Liquid Death and the fact that they could take probably the hardest product to differentiate, and as long as you have a really good marketing campaign or brand image behind something, it's going to perform extremely well. And so for us, that's what gets us really excited is, hey, if we can get people invested in our vision and the story of how we got to point or from point A to point B, we think that that's just going to carry a lot of weight. And honestly, I think that this could be something, you know, for our team to just be able to continue to have as this crazy story that gets people really excited to learn more about Generate AI and our actual startup, not just this experiment. We've had a lot of people come up to us and essentially say, Jimmy, what are you going to do when this swimsuit company starts to take off and starts to perform really well? Like, what are you going to do with Generate AI, our normal startup? And so it's been interesting even starting to have to navigate that if things do start to pop off of what we would do with both companies. But yeah, I mean, I think more than anything, I just love branding. I love marketing. I've been in this space now for the past 5-6 years. And it's just fascinating to look into psychology and what really makes people want to buy a brand and what does brand even mean. So I'm a little bit of a nerd when it comes to that. So it's been a fun experiment to be able to test out all the principles.
Totally, I'm sure. And I'm sure a big part of that is how important, you know, authenticity is and building trust in a brand, and especially in a brand like yours, which is quite literally based 100% on AI. There's like probably natural amount of distrust that people would have there, like you noted, in people like not being sure about the price point. But when I heard the price point and I heard your guys' backstory and I see like the entire process, what clicks for me is, oh, I can totally trust these guys. I'm watching every step of the way. And so I want to commend you on that. I think you're building that authenticity by allowing your audience to see every step of the way and to document every single week. Here's what's going on. Here's what we're working on. Here's what we've struggled with this week. So I'm curious, how much have you spent on these different AI tools? I know there's a million different AI websites. There's a million more coming out every single week. So how much have you spent on the actual AI component?
Yeah, and the actual AI component, not a lot. We've really just used ChatGPT and Midjourney for now. We're about to launch our marketing campaigns. So we're literally just demoing as many AI products as possible. So I'm guessing that will probably go up in the next couple weeks. But so far to date, we've only used ChatGPT and Midjourney, which Midjourney I think is $8 a month and ChatGPT Plus is $20, which you don't even need Plus for ChatGPT. So yeah, it's not expensive.
Cool. So it might be one of those two. And I know those are pretty much the only two that you've used for this company. Do you have a favorite AI tool between the two? Do you have a favorite AI tool maybe that you haven't necessarily used for this, but it's just your own personal favorite that you want to tell everyone about?
Yeah, that's a good question. And honestly, that's the inspiration behind why we wanted to do this. If we were building a tool that was going to help e-commerce brands, in my mind, we needed to know a lot of the different tools for e-commerce companies out there and actually test them and know if they're legit or not. Because I could go on and I grew a TikTok following talking about AI tools that I think looked really cool, but very rarely was I ever able to actually apply them and be able to give my personal reviews. And so this whole process that we're going to be going through also solves that pain point of, hey, I also tested for my own e-commerce company these 15 different AI tools or 20 AI tools. Here are the ones that really worked well, and here are the ones that didn't work well. To be honest with you, I don't think that there are a lot of AI tools yet, as of today, that truly are better than if you know how to use ChatGPT in the right way, because they're all built on ChatGPT's infrastructure. Yeah. And so I wouldn't recommend people going out trying to find all these different tools. When you know how to use ChatGPT, it's really the only one that's worth your money because it is so cheap still.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great point. And that's hopefully a great lesson that all of my followers can learn. And hopefully that's also like a reassuring, calming word for everyone to hear, because, you know, I myself, even admittedly so, seeing every new TikTok video about here's 15 new AI tools you need to be using. And it feels like I get lost when ultimately myself, I mainly just go back to using ChatGPT. So it's reassuring to hear that, you know, that pretty much still is the best one out there. That's the one that most other AI tools are currently being built on top of. And so if you know how to use that better, or you know how to use that effectively or efficiently, it can be just as powerful as anything else. It's really interesting. I know you said a minute ago that you kind of geek out on the marketing and you're a nerd for that stuff. I love that. Talk to me more about the social media growth. What's it been like? How has your social component maybe fueled the business? And then are you only on TikTok, or are you also diving into YouTube, Instagram, or anywhere else?
Yeah. So I started to post content in let's see, it was the middle of December, because that's a slow time for startups in general. And so I started to post about just AI tools that I was finding, showcase a little demo, and I was able to grow. I grew about 40,000 followers in a month just talking about those AI tools. And that's really when I started to realize, okay, like, I see the power of being a creator. I posted a demo of what we were building and it got 700,000 views and it drove a lot of what our waitlist is today. And so it was the first time that I realized what exactly the impact the creator economy can have for a business. And if you start to build an audience, it's so much easier to create any business that you want off of that, because you already have your first initial users or people that just want to support you. And so that was the first taste of it. I probably went a solid 2-3 months where I didn't really post a lot because I was trying to figure out where my role in the whole content creation and AI world was. And if I talked about tools that didn't really matter in the e-commerce space, I felt like that really wasn't that genuine then. So in my mind, I was like, how can I start to create content that people in the e-commerce space are really going to be fascinated in? And that's when we had the idea of, okay, what if we did an experiment where we could test out all these AI tools, see how well they actually worked, and launch our own e-commerce company, and then we can become a thought leader in that space. And so in the 4 videos we posted, I think I've been able to grow a little over 30,000 followers so far from those. And so it's been fun to see just the reaction and response from everyone. And it just goes to show that when you talk about interesting things, it's going to get seen by a lot of people, especially on how social media operates today.
Absolutely. In one of your videos, you mentioned that you like looked around and tried to see if there was like an AI tool that could design your website for you, but you ultimately went back to what most people would assume is the bread and butter. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What e-commerce platform you ended up using?
Yeah, for sure. So we tried to do a lot of research finding e-commerce AI website builders. We used 2, and honestly, the experience was just pretty rough in general. It felt very early stage, to the point at which I wouldn't really trust running a business on them. So we ended up going with Shopify. We kind of made the conclusion of, hey, as long as we are using ChatGPT or Midjourney for all the text and all the images, that's essentially an AI created website. But it still took us a while. So I'm excited for the point at which you can just describe what your product is, the company, the tone of all the copy, and it's created for you. And that will be here soon. That's the cool thing. And one recommendation I have for anyone is just figure out a way to stay in the loop. Daily AI newsletters are super popular. Everyone has one. And they do a good job of just telling you what is out there and what's available, because that's how you're going to stay in the loop of how fast this space moves, but yet not feel like you are missing out. You're going to know what's available, and then you get to choose, okay, do I want to use this or not?
Gotcha. I love that. I'm curious, like maybe something you haven't documented or shared on social media yet. Have you had any larger companies reach out? Have you thought about like partnering with any celebrities or influencers, or have any celebrities or influencers hit you up? I'm curious, like the behind the scenes there, if there's any of that going on.
Yeah, not yet. We're trying to do a 4th of July campaign, and Joey Chestnut we thought would be a really good one, partly because his last name is Chestnut. Our technology for the pouch is the Nut Nook, and so we could do some fun spin on that. But that's the only one that we've thought of so far and tried to reach out to. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, nothing yet. I wouldn't be surprised if sooner or later, once people actually see that the product is legit, we'll show the behind the scenes of us going to our manufacturer in Arizona. And I think then people are really going to realize that this isn't just an idea, but it's real.
Totally. Because I'm sure then they'll be able to like actually see it, maybe even see someone wearing it, feel like you actually holding the fabric material rather than just like seeing these images. I'm sure there's going to be a huge spike in attention and engagement, and hopefully even sales when people start to see that. Well, Jimmy, I'm super excited. I'm invested in paying attention to your process, and I can't wait to hear more updates. Thank you so much for being on the show today. One last question before I let you go. When do you think my shorts will be delivered?
That's a good question. Our manufacturer said that it'd hopefully be around 30 days. So we're hoping by the middle to end of July is when you'd be able to get the shorts.
Perfect. Well, I will be more than happy to take a video of myself, take a bunch of photos of myself in them, talk all about it. I'll definitely be, of course, besides just this episode, be talking about it on my social, because I just think this is such a cool story. And I'm sure in a matter of no time, your sales will be blowing up, and then your phone will be blowing up with every major influencer and USA Today and every news outlet. So Jimmy, I'm honored that we got to talk to you today before you've blown up, but best of luck. And thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for the support, Brock. I really appreciate it.